This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As you read the Gospel of Luke, you will find repeated the theme that what Jesus came to provide through his life, death, and resurrection was for all people and nations. Luke, as we have seen in this study, was a Gentile. He had experienced the power of the gospel to change lives, and through his gospel, he wanted all to know Jesus came to touch their lives. Mary, the mother of Jesus, affirmed her faith in Jesus as her Savior when she said in Luke 1:46 and 47, "My soul praises the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, likewise declared that Jesus would redeem his people. Then in chapter 2, the angel declared to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." That is, not just for the Jewish people. Then when Simeon met Jesus and his parents in the temple, he took Jesus in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." Clearly, Jesus came to touch the lives of all people who would trust in him by faith. Luke, who was a Gentile, wanted to make it very clear that Jesus came to his own people, but his mission was to provide salvation to any and all who would trust in and follow Jesus Christ.